Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of the guys that he was probably most often compared to was Aaron Donald. We just talked to Ed, and he mentioned that that was kind of a blessing and a curse. A blessing in the sense that it's obviously a compliment, but a curse in the sense that he's one of the greatest maybe to ever do it from the defensive tackle position, and it kind of adds some pressure to, it adds a good deal of pressure. I guess, what do you make of that comparison? And maybe player comparisons in general, it's often done, but is it, should it be done, I guess?
It's a great comparison just simply because of the potential that Ed has. We understand that, he has the makeup and he has all the tools to kind of perform like Aaron Donald. From a player's perspective, it's not a fair comparison just because everyone has different tools to their game. I know when I first came in, they compared me to Dwight Freeney, and he's a great Hall of Fame pass rusher, but I never saw myself as a Dwight Freeney. Didn't think I rushed the passer like him, but I think it puts a lot on a player to kind of change your game and to kind of try to mold yourself to be like someone who's a potential Hall of Famer, which is things that everyone wants to do, but not everyone can be Aaron, not everyone can be Dwight. You got to be yourself. You got to go out there and learn from them, but still make it your own. So I think that's what Ed's doing now, and that's why he's able to go out there and still play fast, because he has a great role model, someone who's going to be a soon Hall of Famer once his game is over with Aaron Donald. He has someone great to kind of watch and idolize over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.